So I'm sitting around coordinating everything for the week, and I'm actually thinking about a lot of what's been happening through this spring and what's been going right and what needs to be corrected and done differently and so on. And one of the things that I'm taking notice of that's been super helpful in this last round of advertising and marketing for North Florida Mobile is the advertising that I've done on, not necessarily marketplace, but that type of thing on Facebook, where we do all the area local swip swaps, swip a lots, and that kind of private group advertising has been super helpful. And I tried several different ways. We tried the marketplace one, where we were advertising it as if it was like a car for sale, and then in the description put mobile detailing, and that way it would stay on marketplace before it got flagged long enough to get a couple calls. That ended up just being too confusing a lot of times and not getting near as much notice as doing it as an item, not necessarily a service, but an item, and then the item being paint correction or ceramic coating and mobile detailing services. That one going out in the local business networking groups, we have one of those in Jacksonville, and then all the swip swaps and virtual yard sales, that kind of thing. I think you can advertise like 21 at a time off of one post and then share it on your normal timeline or whatever personal stuff you got going on, business pages and whatnot. So that seems to be super effective, and I've gotten, you know, for something being free, I've gotten results off of that that I haven't been able to get off of anything else. And just so you know, I've done Yelp reluctantly. I've done Yelp, and right now I'm looking at about 14 quotes that I've given that not one single quote has turned into a job or even a phone call. And I urge them all to call me. I've offered everything from same day services to discounts just to see if any of it is even real, because extortion is all I can think of when I hear about Yelp, and it's what they've been accused of since they very first got in the business. And then I had the experience with myself here about 7 years ago, I think, 6-7 years ago, is when they were fairly new, at least to me, and didn't have much of a reputation yet. I was told that they were going to be the who's who of advertising on Siri. So when people say, "Siri, I need mobile detailing service," boom, if I'm registered with Yelp and all that, and especially if I'm doing a paid advertisement with them, then I'll be one of the top choices recommended by Siri, along with other voice searches and all that nonsense that I bought into. I think I spent about $1,200 with them before I realized it was all just bullshit. And then that's when the extortion came. So they have this filter that filters out all the negative reviews for people that pay them. And that's just the beginning of the slime that I ran into with them. So I moved on for many years. And then, you know, I'm one of them people that, okay, I'll give it a second chance. If it works, it works. As long as you're not trying to shovel shit down my throat and make me bite on to something that really long-term ain't good for the industry or myself. And so that's why I stayed away from them. And I preached it loud and proud that what happened to me would happen to everybody else too if they gave it half of the chance. And I think a lot of people listened to me, but I did have a friend that used them here about a year or two ago. And he was fresh out of training with me, not been in business for himself very long, and had worked for my brother for a little while, so he'd done high volume detailing, but nothing really high end elite or definitely not been an entrepreneur, just more of a subcontractor. So it was all new to him to deal with the marketing and the branding and all that, and I tried to be as helpful as I could. And at the end of the day, I think I was very helpful. He has given me that credit here more recently. But when I watched him go through the whole Yelp thing, I was surprised that he came out of that not getting beat down too bad and actually got a lot of useful and good customers. Now, I don't know if it had a little bit to do with the area that he was local to versus the area that I was in, but long story short, it worked for him to an extent, and he had stopped advertising with them, and nothing really negative came from him stopping. He still continued to get contacts from there and told me that most of it did turn into work, which made me consider going back there and registering my business. Now, years and years and years ago, I ran a different business called Living Social. I mean, not Living Social. I ran it on Living Social. That's kind of like a competitor to Groupon. But the name of that business was First Class Detail, and it was one of my first mobile detail company ventures on my own. It was before I moved to Orlando and then came back and then got back into the industry. And it was quite a long time ago. You know, camera phones were out, but Yelp was new, and there was a lot of stuff going on that ain't the same anymore. Let's just say that. Anyway, long story short, First Class Detail somehow had made it on there because during that time I had ran a Living Social ad and somebody didn't get their appointment and had to get a refund and was very upset about it and left a Yelp review against this that was negative. So now, fast forward about 8-9 years into the future, and then now we're in the present, and the present is me running North Florida Mobile. Well, I go and register my new business with Yelp first time ever, upload a bunch of pictures and kind of set up a profile. And lo and behold, this negative review from a totally different business years ago gets stamped onto my profile. And what do you know? I'm now being extorted for money to get rid of a negative review that doesn't even apply to what I'm doing, the business I run, or anything. Unbelievable, right? Well, I go ahead and roll with it. Hey, what's the worst thing that can happen? I get some new positive reviews, and then I come out of it not smelling too bad, right? So, 13 quotes later, I'm looking at my profile, and I've not gotten one real person, not one conversation, and damn sure not one job off of Yelp. So that is my experience with Yelp. I don't know if it's helping me with Siri or anything else, but what I do know is that I haven't gotten jack shit from using Yelp except for a negative review. And it was for a service that wasn't ever even provided, which obviously was their negative experience, but 10 years later, I can't do shit about that, can I? Anyway, long story short, I don't have anything good to say about Yelp. Still, even after all these years and trying it again, all I see is extortion and bad for the new business, small business, or service provider. Go anywhere but Yelp. I've heard similar stuff about Angie's List and that kind of thing. There's new stuff out there that works better. For me, right now, what you call private group and public group post have been super effective for my service providing company, which is mobile detailing, which is probably the same thing you do if you're listening to this podcast. So take that word of advice and don't waste your money. Try it out. See how it works in your area, and you're welcome. That being said, wanted to just run a small little podcast where I get to give a keynote, a little bit of advice, run my mouth a little bit, and share a few things with you guys. And I hope that you all find it valuable and useful. Thanks for tuning in to Rob on Detailing Entrepreneurs. Let's talk. Hey guys, I just wanted to have a conversation with anybody that'll listen. I have a vision for our group, Detailing for DIY Dummies. It's a public group. You're probably very familiar with it if you're listening to this podcast, because the podcast was meant to sync up with the group and open up communication between all of the businesses, detailers, and contributors that are part of this community. And so this is our community podcast, at least in my vision, and we all can meet up here, discuss everything that's going on in the group, out in the field, in America, and in the industry, most of all, on week-to-week basis. I'm looking forward to it growing legs and basically evolving into a different kind of thing than where we're at right now. I want more contributors than just myself. I don't want to go onto this channel and just hear me talking. I want to hear Dan from the Midwest. I want to hear my buddy Mike from New York, or maybe even Gabe from out in PA, you know. And now we got Joe Kimball out in the West Coast. We got so many people and we cover so much area, guys. Put some content together. Join me on this channel and let's get serious with the culture of our industry and bringing people together. That's what it's all about. Question one. What was the Chicago company named that brought the very first paint coating and protection into the market in the 1940s? Two-part question. What is the substance that comes from the Brazilian rainforest that is also in this protection? Question number two. What was the first company that provided detailing products led by Bob McKee? What was the name of that company? Question number three. What company did Bob McKee sell shortly before launching the brand McKee's 37?